From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Asia-Australasia Road Conference 2023 assists efforts to improve the quality and sustainability of road development. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin calls for using public transportation to reduce air pollution. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono said the Asia-Australia Road Conference 2023 has assisted efforts to improve the quality and sustainability of road development for communities. The minister said that on Saturday, August 26th, when officially closing the conference that took place in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province from August 24th until 27th. Hadi Mulyono believed that the event had enabled participants, including experts and practitioners, to share knowledge and experiences regarding efforts to achieve a high quality of sustainable road development for all. The Asia-Australia Road Conference 2023 was joined by over 1,000 local participants and 138 international participants. They comprised government officials, investors, industry players, contractors, design consultants, technicians, engineers, academicians, and professionals. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin asked the community to use public transportation as an effort to reduce air pollution, which is currently occurring in big cities such as Jakarta. On the sidelines of a Sunday walk at the Motorized Vehicle Free Day event in central Jakarta, Minister Sadikin reminded residents to reduce the use of private vehicles and switch to public transportation facilities. He noted that the main causes of air pollution in urban areas are gas emissions from motorized vehicles and the operation of power plants and industrial machines that use fossil fuels as an energy source. Earlier, he stated that the work-from-home policy could help to reduce vehicle carbon emissions amid the air pollution in Greater Jakarta and its surroundings. Indonesian Youth and Sport Minister Dito Aryo Tejo on Saturday asked Muay Thai athletes who competed in the qualification round of the National Sport Week to set their sight on winning international championships. Muay Thai is one of the sports in which Indonesian athletes may win medals during international championships, he said. Therefore, the central government will continue to provide support so that Indonesian Muay Thai will continue to grow. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Protesters gathered in the capital of South Korea on Saturday to demand that the government take steps to avoid what they fear is a looming disaster from Japan's release of treated radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Japan began dumping the water from the plant north of Tokyo into the sea on Thursday, despite objections both at home and abroad, especially from fishing communities and others worried about the environmental impact. Japan and scientific organizations say the water distilled after being contaminated by contact with fuel rods when the reactor was destroyed in 2011 earthquake and tsunami is safe, while South Korea has said it sees no scientific problems with the water release, but environmental activists argue that all possible impacts have not been studied. Treasurer Jim Chalmers said on Saturday the Australian government was closely watching China amid concerning signs of economic weakness that could weigh on Australia's economy. Recovery in China, the world's second largest economy, has sputtered due to a worsening property slump, weak consumer spending, and tumbling credit growth. This has prompted the authorities to slash interest and promise further support, while analysts downgraded growth forecasts. China is the top trading partner for Australian raw material exporters with annual trade of $285 billion, although Canberra has urged exporters to become less reliant on China amid diplomatic tensions. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the country's military cooperation with Iran will not succumb to geopolitical pressure. He made the statement following a report that Washington has asked Tehran to stop selling drones to Moscow. The U.S. is pressing Iran to stop selling the armed drones which Russia is using in the war in Ukraine. The Financial Times reported this month, citing an Iranian official and another person familiar with the talks. Iran has acknowledged sending drones to Russia, but said in the past they were sent before Russia's February 2022 invasion in Ukraine. Moscow has denied its forces used Iranian drones in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Iranian Defense Ministry spokesperson Reza Talaynik said none of the transactions regarding drones that Iran had with other countries, such as Russia, have been cancelled. Iranian state media reported on Saturday. Last item. Tropical storm Saula has intensified into a super typhoon, the Philippine Weather Bureau said on Sunday, raising the possibility of heavy rain and powerful winds hitting important rice and corn growing areas in northern provinces. Heavy rainfall was expected later on Sunday and on Monday that may raise the risk of flooding and landslides in the provinces which are among the country's biggest rice, corn, and vegetable producers. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo conveys the spirit of Bandung at the BRICS Summit. Continuing his visit to the African region, Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, or BRICS Summit, which was held at the Sandton Convention Center, Johannesburg, South Africa, on Thursday, August 24th. To meet the invitation as the chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. President Joko Widodo said that his presence at the 15th BRICS Summit, representing not only Indonesia but also the people of the Global South who also wanted the best solution to deal with global crisis. In the BRICS Africa Outreach and BRICS Plus Dialogue sessions, President Joko Widodo said that to face the global crisis, cohesiveness and solidarity between countries are needed, including among countries in the Global South. Therefore, he stressed that the spirit of the 1955 Bandung Asian African Conference, which is still very relevant today, must be continuously strengthened. President Joko Widodo considers that the current world situation is in the midst of a situation that threatens human life, such as wars and conflicts. In addition, the president also mentioned another threat that threatens the world life, which is climate change. Therefore, to deal with these various situations, he sees that collaboration and solidarity between countries around the world are needed, just like when dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also invited all developing countries to unite and fight for their rights for the development of their country. According to him, all acts of discrimination against efforts to progress developing countries which have resulted in disparities must be eliminated, and cooperation that is equal and inclusive must continue to be voiced. Seeing this, he emphatically emphasized that this situation must be resolved immediately. According to him, BRICS member countries can be an important part of fighting for the development of justice for all countries in the world. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with August the 27th, 1939, the first jet plane flown. The Heinkel HA-178 was the world's first aircraft to fly with a turbojet engine. This flight was carried out by the German company Heinkel under the director of Ernst Heinkel, who developed high-speed flight technology. This aircraft first flew on August the 27th, 1939, piloted by Erich Warsitz. Turning to August the 27th, 1982, Turkish military diplomat Attila Alkitab killed. Turkish military diplomat Attila Alkitab shot and killed in Ottawa, Canada. The Armenian militia organization Justices Commandos Against Armenian Genocide claims responsibility for the killing. These killings were in retaliation for the killing of 1.5 million Armenians in 1915 by the Ottoman government that changed to the Republic of Turkey. I'll end today in history with August 27, 1991, the independence of Moldova. Moldova is a country located between Romania and Ukraine in Eastern Europe. After the Russian Revolution of 1917, the Moldovan Democratic Republic was proclaimed. Subsequently, this republic united with Greater Romania. During World War II, Romania was forced to cede Bessarabia and North Bukovina to the Soviets to avoid war. By the Soviets, the area was later divided between the Ukrainian SSR and the Moldovan SSR. In 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed and Moldova declared independence on August 27, 1991. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply emails from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He sent an email to our broadcast dated August 22, 2023. Hello, sir. Thank you for your suggestion on our broadcast. I will deliver your suggestion to our management. As an appreciation to Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Bukanku tak tersipu. Bukanku tak butuh kata-kata, tapi ku meragu. Apakah anggap cinta ini berbeda? Meskipun telah sempurna, cintamu bagai mimpi yang nyata. Ku ingin hati
Tuh.
You're still tuning into the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Southeast Asia or CH Group Aquatic Championships 2023, mapping for the 2025 SEA Games. The 45th CH Group Championship 2023 for aquatic sports, held from August the 24th until 26th in Jakarta, was to measure the ability of the Indonesian team as well as those from the other Southeast Asian countries to face the 2025 Thailand SEA Games. Indonesian Technical Committee for Diving Ronaldi Herbiantoro said in Jakarta that the event held at the Gelora Bung Karno Aquatic Stadium Jakarta became an evaluation of the athletes' ability to further development, especially in the diving category. Meanwhile, the coach of the men's water polo team, Brantley, revealed that the CH Group Aquatic Championship would be a benchmark for the Indonesian team in the future. He explained that most likely 50-70% of the 2025 SEA Games athletes would come from this year's event in Jakarta. The water polo team's training had started last week. Previously, the athletes had practiced in their respective areas. As for the strength map, Thailand is a team to watch out for, considering that the country is preparing for hosting the 2025 SEA Games. While in swimming, Coach Wisnuwardana hoped that Indonesian swimming athletes could bring home as many medals as possible, at least more than gold medal winning at a similar championship last year in Malaysia. He also said the event became a barometer for athletes for the next 2 to 3 years. Wisnuwardana emphasized that Indonesia must be able to map out its own strengths from an early age, such as through the CH Group Championship, and be wary of the strengths of its opponents. For this year's event, water polo and diving were contested for the first time in the 45th CH Group Championship 2023. Previously, the 44th CH Group Championships only competed in swimming. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I would like to reply to a messenger from Mauno Ritola. He reported that our frequency 3325 kHz seems to be off the air on March 25, 2023. Hello, Mr. Mauno Ritola. Thank you so much for your attention on our broadcast. I will deliver this report to our technical division for immediate checking. As our appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. So keep listening to our English programs and send your reception report.
Mana yang nyata dan tak ada.
for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone by typing RRI Playo. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Benang Kelambu Waterfall in Lombok Central District. Central Lombok region has many waterfalls, one of which is pretty famous, which is Benang Kelambu Waterfall, located at the foot of Mount Rinjani, precisely in Pemoto Hamlet, Central Lombok Regency. It is part of the Rinjani Geopark area and also known as Rinjani Lombok UNESCO Global Geopark, which is a wood earth park recognized by UNESCO. This waterfall originates from the forest area at the foot of Mount Rinjani, which flows to the south and spills over to the north of the Central Lombok district. To get to the location of Benang Kelambu Waterfall, tourists will pass through a forest area which is partly used as plantation land by local residents. The position of the entrance gate is quite high, so to get there, visitors must climb hundreds of winding stairs in the thick forest, which is quite fantastic. From the entrance gate to Benang Kelambu Waterfall, visitors will go through a gravel road that is about 2 meters wide and takes about 20 minutes. But if you don't want to walk too long, visitors can use motorbikes and park at the stop post. Closing to the top of the stairs, the sound of the waterfall can be heard and a chill and coolness will begin to be felt. Meanwhile, after taking half the journey from a distance, the view of the waterfall can already be seen. The water that spills from between the thickets of bushes feels and looks so soft and thin. This waterfall looks terraced with several points of water sources. Interestingly, the water that flows through the thickets of vegetation that winds over the cliffs of the hills forms a water curtain and looks like a curtain or mosquito netting, which is kelambu in Bahasa Indonesia, hence the name Benang Kelambu or mosquito netting yarn. The water comes over the cliffs through the cracks in the rocks and bushes towards the river flow. Local residents deliberately made a holding pond of the water that can be used for swimming. The water that continues to flow into the pool overflow out of the cliff of the pool and fall again towards the rocks below and looks like a new waterfall. The view is so unique and beautiful to be photographed. So if you are on vacation in Lombok, find time to visit the Benang Kelambu Waterfall, which is open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment listeners' mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25th, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of five Indonesia's super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in. Write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. Send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on voinews.id. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
Filled with worries, and don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong
when things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair. And you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. Give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweeter filled with worries. Don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong
when things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair. And you stumble and fall and just pick yourself up and sing. And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And keep your chin up.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
This Miscellany is on Jakarta Melayu Festival 2023. The Jakarta Melayu Festival 2023 music event was held again at Beach City Stadium Ancol, Jakarta on August the 26th. This event, which has been held for the 11th time, was themed Tabea Guru or Respecting Teachers. The theme was chosen as a tribute and great appreciation for the services of educators. One of the organizing members of the Jakarta Melayu Festival 2023, Gais Khalifah, explained, "This festival was an effort to preserve Melayu music and culture, which is the root of the Indonesian nation." This year's event presented the concept of nostalgic Melayu songs that were hits in the 90s. Geis Khalifa explained the presence of this Melayu song was aimed at providing a space for nostalgia for Melayu songs in the midst of the flow of K-pop and koplo music, which are popular among many young people in Indonesia today. Of course, the performers sang their hits familiar to the Indonesian people. Cici Paramida, Ikke Nurjana, Elvi Sukaisi, Eri Susan, Iyet Bustami, and several well-known other Melayu musicians took part in the 2023 Jakarta Melayu Festival. The event was not only a music festival, but also presented Melayu culinary specialties and Melayu ornaments in the 2023 Jakarta Melayu Festival area. The organizers themselves didn't charge an entrance fee to the festival concert area. That was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Why you keep holding back on me? What can I do to set you free? No one will judge you, can't you see? This is the night we can be free. We shall enjoy all the free flow, losing up our mojo, thinking we are the main show. Dance like there's no tomorrow. Cranking up the falsetto, no we know we sound down low. This thing we sing like we know. Dance like there's no tomorrow.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Suara Kayu. Suara Kayu is a music duo from Jakarta, Indonesia, with members Ingrid Tamara as ukulele player and the vocalist Dewangga Elsandro as guitarist. Ukulele and guitar, which are made of wood and are the dominant instruments in their work, are the reason behind the group's name Suara Kayu, which in English means the sound of wood. Suara Kayu Music Group, which was formed in May 2020, carries pop folk music. In August 2023, Suara Kayu released another song entitled Istimewa di Hati, which in English means special in the heart, by collaborating with the legendary music group Project Pop. This easy-listening pop genre single with a cheerful beat combines the soul and distinctive music of Suara Kayu and Project Pop, which have similarities. This song tells a story about a picture of infinite love, even though the body cannot be together forever, but love still blooms forever. The lyrics sound poetic, but there is still an element of humor in it. The song was written by Audrey Dewangga, Ingrid Tamara, and Joni Permanto, produced by Irwan Simanjuntak, while the music video was directed by Gibran Panjisaki and produced by Ricard Adrian, depicting a touching story between a father and his son. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Istimewa di Hati by Suara Kayu featuring Project Pop. Enjoy!
Senyumnya manis, berat badan naik, tak perlu khawatir. Perut tambah buncit, cabi minta dicubit. Dengarlah
selamanya. cerita indah kita bersuami selamanya.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kata orang hidup cuma sekali, sekali-sekali bisa susah. Kala hidup tak mudah, senyum saja sudah jangan marah. Benar hidup cuma sekali, dua tiga kali salah langkah. Kalau ingin menyerah, senyum saja sudah jangan marah. Jangan marah, hai tersenyum.
Jangan lupa
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Semua ku lalui, takkan pernah berhenti.
Trying to get you, trying to break you. Just don't live it, baby. Don't you worry about a thing, makes you crazy. Yeah, biarkan yang lalu pergi. Mari jalani hari yang baru, jangan hilang semangatku.
Listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, send an email to VOI@voinews.id. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI Official and our TikTok account at VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.